Moi, moi, Achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all kind, all my kind mother sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to listen to teaching. well, I maybe here are maybe one or two people, and maybe who haven't heard Lamrim before, but most people have heard Lamrim before. And that is, some people have heard Lamrim, even not complete, but most part of it. Several times like this. So however, and the purpose of practicing Dharma, purpose of practicing Dharma or meditation, that is because what we wish is happiness, what we do not wish is suffering, and then to eliminate, completely the whole entire suffering, or then including the complete root of the suffering, that's then only by practicing the Holy Dharma, only by practicing Holy Dharma. There is no other way, no other way to completely liberate oneself from all the sufferings, and also to completely liberate other sentient beings from the suffering. There is no other way but how to depend on the Holy Dharma. The inner development. So then that is it. It is clear that the suffering, more than it cannot be pacified, well, by, you know, by external phenomena.
Mm.
Well, that is very clear, you know.
Mm.
If you just watch, if you just look at the world, whole world, well, then they, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. The wealthy countries, you know, and the poor countries, the wealthy people who has everything what is possible that you can get in the world, then wasn't the however they all have you know how much they are wealthy, you know, with all the material possession, you know, what is possible to be, you know, to be actualized in the world, to get, wasn't they, even they have everything, wasn't it? Still, how much they manage, how much they try with the external methods, you know, how much they try many different ways, you know, by going under the earth, by flying in the sky, and by going in the water, and by trying with so many, with so many other means, you know, or external means. However, the mind never gets satisfied, and the peace of mind never get established, never get obtained. However, then like this, however, we can say so. This we can say so clearly. However, but then even once, if it's possible by material, by, you know, by material development, you know, what if the suffering can be eliminated, and but in this world, you know, the well highly developed countries, America, so by now all Americans they would be completely free from they wouldn't be one single American left who is not liberated from suffering. All the people who are suffering might be those undeveloped, uncivilized country people. Then Nepal, you know, Nepal, India, or Tibet. I don't like that. Anyway, I don't like this. However, then even you know, one is living in the city, you know, even modern day, you know, having everything, even one is you know, out of city, solitude place, you know, where there's nothing, you know. Well then, however, even one is living alone, wasn't they suffering. Even one is reached on the moon, sun, wasn't on those high planets, you know, where if one go, being away from all the cities, from all the material possessions, that doesn't mean free from suffering. Doesn't mean free from suffering. You know, even one has reached on those such high planets, wasn't like that. Even one is alone, wasn't the one is not liberated from suffering, just only by changing the place, wasn't by not having material possessions. Wasn't like that. So even one doesn't have this body, still there is suffering. One is not liberated from suffering. Even one has only consciousness, if what you possess, what you have is only consciousness. Actually, we are not liberated from suffering. Well, after, right after. After death, the consciousness has trouble. Consciousness has to trouble. You know? Without by leaving this body. But that doesn't mean that consciousness, which doesn't live with this body, that doesn't mean that it is liberated from suffering. Actually, it is in the suffering. Because why the consciousness is still not free from suffering? Because this consciousness is it's still bound, by the stable and unsubdued minds. When the anger, ignorance, attachment, what those disturbing aspects of the mind. Even we have all our conscience, it is bound by that. By such a disturbing aspect of the mind, ignorance. What an air, its action, its action, its power, its action, karma. What are like that? So therefore, even we have questions alone, still it is not free from the suffering. So like this. So the root of all the sufferings, other than that, we human beings, all the animal creatures, what they experience is the disturbing unsubdued mind, what is the ignorance. Hallucinating, believing that the self, that the self is inherently existent, self-existent, independent, even though the self I is only dependent, is existing, even though the self itself, I is self-existing, even it is existing dependently. What even it is existing by being merely labeled, even though it is existing in a mere label, called by the thoughts, even the nature of self. And the way it's existing is like this, but what in the ignorance completely hallucinates or believes the self as I as it is existing, what from its own side without the bend without depending on any conditions, creator or name, or not like that. So this is the root of the whole suffering. So this is this disturbing answer to the mind is rooted in our mind. So as long as we're not free from those, as long as we don't remove these disturbing unsubdued minds, then we're not free from suffering. Even though we don't have this, this present body. So therefore, the only way to eliminate this whole entire suffering, all the root, that is the disturbing unsubdued mind, that is the one in the Holy Dharma. there's no other way. The pure path that's shown by Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, of the such as a fundamental path, such as the Four Noble Truths, you know, or the Dajguru Shakyamuni the Buddha has shown, you know, the three first disciples. Or then this is the, oh, this fundamental path, Four Noble Truths, or this is what we, the methods, you know, what we should achieve in order to, what? To liberate oneself, what not from, from a hole, one's on samsara, and also to liberate all other sentient beings from samsara. So anyway, this time, what then we have received, this time, you know, we have received such special, you know, precious human body, qualified to add freedom to richness. Besides that, we have met, you know, perfectly qualified, virtuous guide. Who is able to lead, you know, who is able to show the whole path from the beginning up to the enlightenment in Chuan Sa, we have met. And also from our own side, we have liberty, Dharma wisdom to be able to discriminate what is the cause of happiness, what is the cause of suffering. We have liberty, you know. We have in Dharma wisdom eye to discriminate this, to be able to recognize this. So like this, we are, you know, extremely highly fortunate. So we have possibly an opportunity to hear the teachings, to understand, and to actualize this pure, you know, this pure path. One such as the Four Noble Truths, one of those paths. One of the graduated Mahayana path, which leads to enlightenment. So like this, this precious human body qualified eight freedom transition is extremely, you know, highly meaningful. Any temporal meanings, any temporal happiness, professions, anything that we wish, everything is possible to achieve with this precious human body. That is, you know, how, because with this precious human body we can accumulate, you know, all the cause of those temporal happiness, those perfections. And any ultimate goal, to receive Nirvana, or to receive great Nirvana enlightenment. An ultimate goal, if one wishes that, you know, if with this precious human body one can achieve, there's a possibility with this precious human body we can accumulate the cause, we can actualize the path. even in each second, minute, hour, precious human body, you know, we can make highly meaningful, you know, to each sentient being. Not only, you know, that we have possibility to make this life, to make this body, you know, or useful, beneficial to oneself. Not only that, not only for the human beings, not only for some number of people in the country, not only that, you know, for all the, for each single sentient being that one can make beneficial. There's a possibility like this. To use this, you know, order to obtain happiness for happiness of each sentence. So, what about this? Therefore, it is extremely important order to not waste one of these, such this, you know, highly meaningful, perfect human reward that we have received one time. What we should make this highly, you know, we should, by recognizing the great meanings of this life, then during this one time that we have, while we possess this precious human body qualified to eight freedom transitions, which is incredible opportunity, more than without being careless of it, by recognizing the great meanings of what it has, then necessary to all time to make it highly meaningful by putting all the effort there is, with great will. Then if you don't do this, if you don't, while we have this this precious human body, with this can achieve all these great meanings, then if you don't use for that, once this we have lost from our hand, this precious human body, once we have lost from our hand, then it is extremely difficult to find you know, like this precious human qualified to educate intelligence again. Extremely difficult to find, and this what we have now. Although what we have received now, all this even does not last for a long time. Does not last for, it's definite truth that it does not last for all the 20 years, 100 years. We possess this, we have this in our hand for a few years. For a few years we possess this, then then no more, it's gone. It has to be left. This this is precious human body. One day it has to be left in a time. So it is extremely important within this few year. Few months, few years, not sure. We cannot see. So, often without cheating oneself, without cheating oneself by oneself, then often to be skillful with this life, you know, how you use this life, how you use this body. It is extremely important to be skillful and to be clever, to be skillful. That is the most important thing, to be skillful with the life. Spending the life using this precious human body. To be more skillful, that is the most important thing. That is the most important thing. Thing in this life than anything else. However, we have received, pressing but qualified if it in Chinese business. You know, receive such pressure in the body. So far, you know, it has been in our hand. But we haven't it has not been meaningful. It has not been meaningful. It can be made meaningful, but we did not try. You know, we have not been we have not been making it meaningful. We have not been using this pressure in the body to achieve these great meanings. So far. Not using, you know, or not using to achieve and the body of the happy times of my great beings, such as you, you know, or body of human being in the world of world of God, or then to receive nirvana, the release from samsara, and to receive enlightenment, the highest blissful state, the enlightenment. We have often not been using this pleasure in body to achieve these great meanings, even though it has opportunity. And so far we have been using this pleasure in the body for only meaningless actions. So far our life has been finished by doing only meaningless actions. All the meaningless actions with the so far our life has been finished by doing the work only for this life. Why it is meaningless? To obtain happiness only the happiness of only this life. Often that is how it's meaningless, because often often work of this life that you know how many times such as world works, you know, how much one put effort. How many lifetimes one spent? Well, there's no way to end it, there's no way to finish it, there's no way to complete it. World works, you know? We have been practicing, we have been doing it from the beginningless previous lifetime, from the beginningless samsara lifetime. Until now. Still is not ended, still is not finished. So that proves very clearly. More than like this. So by recognizing that so far I have received the pleasure in the body qualified at 15 richness, but it has been always wasted without obtaining the great meanings. So now from today, from this time, it's uncertain, you know, how many months, how many years, how many hours I have to live, that I'm able to live. It's uncertain. How many hours of life that I have? You know, it is several hours, some hours, certain number of hours, certain number of seconds, certain number of minutes, from now until the time of death. So, however, it is short. It's very short. So, from now on until the death, you know, what I must. I must be very careful, extremely careful with my life. How I use my life. What makes determination in one's mind? What think? From now on, I shouldn't spend my life, you know, for meaningless actions. What then to I should use it only to do the, you know, meaningful actions. As much as by putting all the effort, that I have, being very brave, without having little mind, without having little heart, little mind, little heart, little mind. All of this. So, then we're just making determination. Well, I'm going to make the life meaningful, highly meaningful from now on, until the death. But that's very good. But we should know the means, how to make it meaningful, and they are incredible. Many hindrances to practice Dharma. To make a life, to make a life meaningful, by practicing Dharma. And then, to be always able to practice Dharma, to always use the life to achieve these great meanings, there's much hindrances. So we should know what causes all those hindrances and how we should overcome those hindrances. All those hindrances of Dharma practice. What disturbs us? What obliges us to make a life meaningless? Not letting us to achieve the great meanings. That is not by surrounding people. Surrounding family, surrounding people, not outside people. Well, that is the main distraction. Is it within one's mind? The disturbing answer to the mind. That which is dwelling within one's heart. This is the main distraction. However, the thought, the attachment, the seeking the happiness of this life, wasn't this evil thought, the evil thought dwells in Dharma. The attachment seeking the happiness of only this life. This is the main. Or the hindrance of Dharma practice. This we should recognize well, and we should recognize all the time as, you know, all the time as it rises in our mind. And if we can overcome, if we can face to this, if we can overcome this, you know, if we can fight to this, if we can, you know, as it rises, if we can recognize, and by recognizing, if we can face it, if we can, if we can do like this, so far, you know, this able to do all the dharma, the able to seeking the only the happiness this life, only this has been controlling, this has been controlling oneself so far, you know, didn't give any freedom to oneself, didn't let oneself to practice dharma. It's one wishes, you know. And this able to hold down has been using all the time oneself as a servant, as a slave, you know, as a slave. Always this able thought of all the dharma, this attachment, seeking only the happiness in this life, has been using oneself as a slave, as a complete servant for him. You know? One like this. Not giving any freedom to oneself. So now, if you can change this, you know, now, so far it has been like this, we have not been controlling the able to dharma, you know. He has been controlling oneself. So from now on, if we can change, you know, oneself, you know, able to control the able to hold the dharma. You know. What then? If we can change like this, you know. Not giving freedom to the able to hold dharma, you know. Like this. Before, the able to hold dharma has not been giving freedom to oneself, you see. To create the cause for happiness, to practice dharma. So, if we can change this, now one control the able to hold dharma, you know, and don't give freedom to him, you know. What then, like this? Then there's no difficulty at all to practice dharma. All the practicing dharma is so easy. practicing dharma is so easy. What then? Day and night, you know, what? One is able to, you know, control the able to do dharma. One is able to grab, you know, like this, grab the able to hold dharma in one's hand, like this. You don't let to go anywhere, you know, from between the fingers, you know. Don't let to come out, you know. If you can, what if you can control like this, you know? Then practicing dharma, there's no difficulty. So easy, very easy. Then day and night, wherever, even our one little city, even one lives in the family, you know, working in the family. You know what then? Even one doesn't live in solitude place, in the cave, things like that, you know. One can constantly practice dharma without difficulty. Because practicing dharma is not something. Practicing dharma is something to do with the mind. Something that has to be done by the mind. It's action of mind. So, I like this. Yeah. So, the way to, you know. Just by thinking, you know, I must control this evil thought, the will to dharma, this, the evil thought that is attached to that we seek in all the happiness of this life, you know, I'm going to control, you know, I'm going to control. You know, just thinking like this, it doesn't, just thinking like this, you know, that alone doesn't control, you know, doesn't control. Doesn't make it, it stops rising. So, in order to stop rising, the evil thought of the original Dharma, which does not let oneself to practice Dharma all the time, well, then that is it. What's the remedy to that? Remedy to that. So that is the best. The remedy, that is the meditation on the all the impermanence and death. You know? Meditation, impermanence and death. Not only meditation, impermanence, death. Just think, oh, I will die in a time. I will die in a time. You know, more than just thinking like this. Just thinking like this. Sometimes rising this thought, you know, oh, I will die in a time. But this is not enough. This is even the animals they have in thought of that. Even the animals have. Even the person who never met Dharma, who never practiced Dharma. Everybody they have. Oh, I will die in a time. This is not sufficient. That can't benefit so much. Can't help so much to control this disabled thought. What we should meditate. That is the actual time of death is uncertain. You know, when it will occur, that's uncertain. So this is the main thing, you know. This is the main medicine. This meditation is the main medicine. It's the main remedy to stop, to control to destroy this evil thought, you know, seeking only the happiness of this life. Then, you know, also, one should understand the shortcomings of the evil thought, the will to dharma. If you know how harmful this is, you know, evil thought dharma, how it is so harmful. For my temporal happiness, perfections, you know. Besides, to achieve the ultimate happiness, ultimate goals, you know, how this is so disturbing to me, you know. How this is so harmful. Deeper you understand, stronger you feel, more shortcomings of this evil thought dharma you understand, you discover, or then that much, you know, you want to renounce, then that much the will, strong will rises to renounce the evil thought dharma. As soon as you recognize, oh, now he's coming, now this devil is coming, you know, oh, coming, he's coming. In the door of my mind, to destroy my professions, to destroy my peace, my profession, my happiness, temple ultimate. So then, very easy, you know. As there's very strong thought to renounce the evil thought of the Dharma, so very easy, you know, to control it. So therefore, very important to understand the shortcomings of the disabled thought of the world down. Well, like this, just to think like this is very useful to, you know, the shortcomings of the able to hold down. This able to hold down, this is the one that we know who, you know, this is the one. Who, you know, who, you know, who didn't let me to make the pressure him about qualified the eight freedom ten reason is highly meaningful. And this, you know, this disturbs me to receive the ultimate happiness. How it disturbs me to receive ultimate happiness, or such as nirvana, you know, enlightenment. Well, then to receive nirvana. The draw of the path to nirvana, the thought of renouncing samsara, the suffering realm, simply talking, the samsara. This is draw of the path what I should actualize. So as long as this evil thought of the world Dharma, it is dwelling in my heart, there is no place to generate the realization, the thought of renouncing samsara. Impossible to receive nirvana, you see. And to receive enlightenment, first one should generate bodhicitta. In order to generate bodhicitta within one's mind, one should generate the thought of renouncing samsara. That has to be generated first. So again, if the evil thought of seeking the happiness this life, if this is there, there's no place for the realization, no? The thought of renunciation of samsara. So therefore, how it is this so harmful for me to achieve the ultimate, you know, happiness, thing like this. And this is extremely harmful for me to even to achieve the temporal happiness, my temporal happiness perfections. Then, you know, to receive perfect human body again in the future life, you know, or then such as to be born in pure realm, pure field of Buddha, you know, at the death time, or then to receive, you know, the body of the happy transmigrated beings, in the human beings, worldly gods, or then, and the the main cause for those that is, you know, the moral conduct, good karma, you know, good karma, the moral conduct. So this is What keeps me away from keeping the precepts? Moral conduct, you know? Cause of temporal goals. That is this again this episode will drill down seeking the happiness this life. This is the one which keeps me away from creating the cause, those cause, the good karma. So even I have taken precepts, 1, 2, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, even I have taken 5 precepts. But what makes me to break up these precepts? Not taking others' life, drinking wine, not one day, not stealing one, not telling things like this. Such misconduct, what things like that. What makes me find very difficult to keep this precepts, to create this good karma? What makes me to find very difficult? What makes me my mind confused and difficult to keep precepts and to regenerate the precepts even I have taken? This is by this devil. The evil thought it will be done. But then, because seeing too much, the happiness of this life, suddenly feel careless of the. the creating good karma, keeping the moral conduct, what is that? To have perfect enjoyment in the future, to have perfect enjoyment in the future life. Like those worldly gods, like the kings, like the all the wealthy people, perfect enjoyment, who has all the enjoyment. In the future life, that depends on accumulating the cause and the creating the cause. That is practicing the charity. So again, this is evil thought will hold down. It disturbs me to create this cause to receive the result of great enjoyments. Receiving all the enjoyments, whatever one thinks, without any difficulty. It doesn't let this evil fall down, doesn't let me to practice charity. It makes me to cling in the the material possessions. Once in the body, material possession, merits, virtues. The virtues. And it makes to feel miserliness. Miserliness to clean. Doesn't let me to practice charity. Even when I try to practice charity, when I try to give something, some beggars, especially some people, especially came to to receive charity. Even I have met the condition. I have received the condition to my charity. This rises and makes action of charity impure. It doesn't make it virtue, it makes it impure. It disturbs to a pure motivation. If I do, if I this Beatitude, always, you know, always they will tell other people how I have been kind, how I have been kind, you know, more than compassionate. More than like this, I will get good reputation, good reputation. Also, other people see I'm making charity. So other people will see me how I'm generous. So, it makes him able to hold Dharma. It makes the motivation impure. Impure. Not like this. It makes you not become Dharma. Other than that, or then expecting, and if I do this help, or this person will help me, if I help him now, then later on, when I am bad, many people, they ask, you know, they, when I am difficult, when I will have difficult life, you know, when I have no more money, when I have no more wealth, you know, material possessions, or this person will help me at that time. You know, expecting to receive help, to receive something from that person in his life. Other things like that. So, then, like this, how it disturbs to receive great enjoyments in the future life. It disturbs to receive great enjoyments in the future life, also in this life. And because many good karmas we experience in this life, you know, not necessarily to wait for future life. Or what we experience doesn't mean karmas, doesn't mean only what we have felt in the past, doesn't mean that those causes of suffering, happiness, what we experience, many of these karmas we have felt in this life. So also it this, you know, able to hold down, it disturbs to receive, you know, perfect surroundings. Like you know, always share perfect surrounding, you know, friends, families, you know, always harmonious, you know. Harmonious, always harmonious, getting along for whole life, you know. Always having peace, peaceful relationship, having perfect surrounding, you know. They listen to whatever you think, whatever you say, like that, you know. Not having, you know, much difficulty in the relationship, like that, you know, perfect surroundings. So, to receive like this in the future life, it depends on fighting good karma, you know, practicing patience. Practicing patience. So again, that even we have heard Dharma, even we have heard much teaching about how to practice patience. How to practice patience, you know? How patience is important, how anger is extremely harmful. You know, even though we have heard much teaching, but finding very difficult to practice, to put into action. You know that it's good, very good thing to try, but in action you find very difficult to practice. When you meet such conditions, when you meet such person, a certain person, you know, find it very difficult to practice patience. even somebody reminds you, even somebody reminds you, don't get angry. There's no point to get angry. Remember patience. Practice patience. There's no benefit at all getting angry. No benefit at all to yourself, to others. You know, no one single benefit. Only practice patience. Even somebody reminds, even one Dharma friend, you know, you know, who is meditating with you, who normally who is meditating with you, and even you try to remind, when do you know, person doesn't pay attention, you know, in that time, devotee to pay attention. Probably he might hit the person who says, you know, you must practice patience. You know, if he, you know, if it's unfortunate, you know. Anyway, so anyway, also find it very difficult in the participation. Again, you know, rising anger, and by rising anger, unable to control, you know, anger uncontrollably rises, you know, from the depth of the heart. Without choice, you know. Kind of completely, you know, by completely seeing the situation is completely true, you know, completely true, you know, the reasons, you know, what you say is completely true, believing it is completely true, and the anger, you know, uncontrollably rises. So, that's again, that's caused by the evil thought of worldly dharma. Like this, because you see, the mind is seeking too much the happiness of this life. You know, my happiness, my happiness. You know, my happiness, right? With the self attitude, so the person whom you get angry, he disturbed by saying some words or by by saying some words or by way he look at you, you know, where he look at you, not with smiling face, but kind of a cool, very cold face. No? Kind of his movement, you know, something that you dislike. So it disturbed, to one's own happiness. You don't like that, you know. So it disturbed to one's own pleasure. Because it disturbed to one's own pleasure, so the the able to hold the dharma, what you want is the happiness of this life. So that didn't become successful, you know. So that's how the anger rises. As one thinks that much, you know, the happiness is love, wasn't there that much strong anger, quicker, you know, that much quicker, and that much strong anger rises. Depend on that. Then, as the anger has risen, or then it completely destroys, you know, all the good karmas, all the merits, what has been collected by oneself in the past times, in the present times, it destroys. Undedicated to merits, the anger completely destroys. You know? Even the dedicated merits, you know, it disturbs. And it postpones to receive the result. You know? It makes to take much time to receive the result. Well, not like this. So that's how. You know, it makes to take long time to receive the realizations. You know, like that. Even just to temple the result, the temple happiness of the good karma. You know? Well, not like this. So, like this, you know, the able thought of all dharma is extremely harmful. So many times, pride, jealous mind, anger, those things, many of those, you know, are the miserliness, and all those unsubdued, disturbing unsubdued minds, you know, all this disease, you know, all this our mental disease, all this, it's caused by this, by this irreparable dharma, which seeks, you know, the happiness of this life. That, you know, this makes, you know, to rise those negative, those disturbing negative thoughts, you know, one after another, you know, like this. And how like this? So like this, you know, how it's so harmful, or then to receive, you know, the perfect, even temporal happiness, you know, the perfect silence, to a perfect silence in the future. Although like that, the few examples like that, this is the, again, you know, main distraction to realize shunyata, also the absolute nature of the self, you know? To recognize, you know, the selfless meaning, the absolute nature of the self, you know. Well, again, this is one of the greatest hindrances. Which doesn't let you to, or then to meditate, it disturbs to meditate. It doesn't let you to meditate on the, to recognize the emptiness of the self, you know. To concentrate upon that. Also to achieve samatha, you know, the tranquil abiding, this one, which is based on one pointless meditation. One of the greatest hindrance, you know, to achieve this meditation samatha, that is this evil thought of the worldly dharma, you know, seeking happiness this life. This is the greatest distraction. One who is able to renounce this, he can achieve quicker the samatha realization. Nothing like that. However, then, you know, even when we try to meditate, even every morning, 1 hour like that, you know, even we try to spend 1 hour, but then actual time that we meditate is maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, like that. Most time, either fell asleep or either, you know, even you try to meditate, but mind, you know, without choice. First you begin meditation, after some time you're lost in the distraction. Then you have wasted whole hour like this. Nothing. All the distractions are done, you know, caused by the and the by this evil thought will jump. So during the meditation time, you know, if you check up, it's very clear. If you try to check up, you know, during meditation time, whether you're meditating on Guru Sajjaman Buddha or on your whatever object that is, you know, whether you're meditating on the graduated path, enlightenment, or whatever it is, you just check up. What is the cause that which takes your mind away from the meditation object? Most of the objects, you know, which the most of the thoughts which arises during meditation, which doesn't lead to continuously maintain the in that subject. That is, if you check up, most of the thoughts is, remembering certain object, that one is attached. That means the, that means the eventual dharma. That is, you want that object, or you want that object for the happiness of one's own life. So anyway, this is the able thought of how you can, if it is able thought of world dharma that is seeking only the happiness of this life. So, what disturbs us to not have good meditation, even for 1 hour, even for 10 minutes, that is what is able thought of dharma. Oh, like this. Then, all our, we can transform. Just living in the city, living in the family, working there, doing every job. There's a possibility from morning until night. Each single action of body, spirit, mind to become dharma, to become cause of enlightenment, to become cause, to be free from samsara, to receive nirvana, open to receive all the happiness in the future life. There's a possibility, to become cause of those. But, Not become all these actions of dharma. Becoming worldly dharma, becoming worldly dharma, all these actions, worldly dharma, what a meaningless action. All the works of this life. Why non-virtue? Why all this non-virtue? The works are only done only for the happiness of life. Why? Because it brings the result of this karma, that is rebirth in the rebirth, the rebirth of the in the realm of the suffering transformative beings. What are such as this suffering being animals, what are those other sentient beings such as all the pathas, nara beings, those are the sentient beings who have much heavier sufferings. So it brings in those result, those bodies, body of the lower beings. So therefore, and these all works that is done only for the happiness of this life, and those are worldly dharma, those are non-virtue. Because of the result, the suffering result of this. What are these? What makes the from morning until night, from morning or the until the going to bed, action going to bed. That's the last action of that day. So all that, it can become dharma, but what makes it not become dharma? This able to dharma doesn't let all these actions become dharma. More than like this. For this, if you just meditate, from this morning until night, if you just meditate like this, try to remember each actions. Try to remember each actions, drinking, eating, talking, or if you just meditate, try to remember with what kind of motivations I've done this, with what kind of motivations I've done this thing. By checking, one can see very clearly. And like this, and then this month, this year, like that, from birth time, then one can see very clearly. So then not only that it is still to practice Dharma, you know, like this, the way, not only that, how it disturbs for the temple of happiness. Normally, all these problems, you know, problems that will even you stay alone, are feeling aggressive, depressed, leaving you alone. All these problems, you know, that we have to go to all the psychologists, you know, the psychologists, all the doctors, and all these things, all this mind, you know, disease, all these things. Very scared, you know. Very scared to live alone, you know, all these things, you know, all these various things, paranoia and all this kind of all these various disease, mind disease. And all the problems of one couple, you know. The husband, wife, all the problems, what they experience all the time, all the relationship problems. More than all the problems what one experience in the family problems between parents, children. More than teachers and students, all these problems. So many of these confusions. Killing each other, cheating each other, or destroying each other, harming each other, or fighting each other, or all these worries, worries that which in the family, you know, that you know one couple has, you know, all these worries of the life. The whole thing, how your conclusion, so all our problems, if you check up, we would find it's caused by, you know, all this are caused by this evil thought of the little Dharma. You know, how is the conclusion that is? All the negative karma that we collect in this life, that we find difficult to purify, and all the bad reputations that we receive, all the sufferings that we experience in this life, all these terrible things, all these things that we do not wish, all these things caused have arisen. From what? From this evil thought of the Dharma. The desire of the happiness, this life. This is the root. This is the main disease. This is the principal disease, you know, of the whole confusion. This dissatisfaction is the root of all confusion. One like this. So it's very good to meditate like this on the short time of. I just repeated, you know. When you meditate on this, you know, very good to remember each of your problems, and how, you know, remember problems that you problems what you or your own problems for other people, you know, think how, you know, this was caused by this. You can see very clearly how it's caused by this. Then you know, how to say, check about this. Then it's very good. Then you can see so clearly how this evil thought of Dharma is, you know, really poison, worst poison, you know, worst disease, worst poison. Because whole confusion of life, whole problem of life, that we have to have many things that we, you know, that which keeps our life so busy, day and night, much worry. All that is completely came from this, caused by this. So I like this very much. So the best So best, you know, method, if you, you know, if one wish to renounce this, to control this, then there is the impermanent, the meditation impermanent state. So we think a little bit on the remedy impermanence that, you know, then we stop. So very good, you know, this. All the problems of this satisfied mind, the able to hold down, you know. Oh, that's very good. Actually, you know, all our life, if you watch back, like reading your biography, you know, your own biography, if you remember all your life biography, you know, if you watch, and if you watch other, you know, the whole world or all outside people, you know, movies, televisions, in the city you watch such city outside, you know, that time you watch other people, the whole thing shows so clearly, the shortcomings of dissatisfactory. You know, shortcomings of the able to hold down, problems of the able to hold down. Even you go to see a movie, that's what it shows. Even you watch television at house, that's what it shows. All the time. Problems caused by the able to hold down. All the time. What about that? How are you about then? Now, what, you know, many people die, many of our friends die, one after another, like this, in our family, even one's own family, you know, everyone's family, one after another, you know, unexpectedly, suddenly, it doesn't range, nothing, we didn't arrange from birth time, or you die this time, you know. You die this after this year. You must die this. It's not fixed. It's not in range. You know, we did not talk. You know. But only the unexpectedly, what's happening is, only many of our friends that we know, people that we met, suddenly, that goes, that leaves. Suddenly, that friend leaves. Good to the future life. Suddenly, all of a sudden, you hear that in one day that person, you know, such a person died in this country or something like this. Or in the family. Like water bubble. The water bubble in the water, you can't really say which bubble will pop first. You know, you can't really say. It's uncertain. While you're watching, this finishes, that finishes, that finishes, that finishes, like this. No? Just exactly like that, you know, death suddenly occurs like this. You know, while you are seeing it, while you are remembering the person, that he is doing something, work, driving a car, doing something, business, teacher, something, goes like this, suddenly leaves this world. So like that. Like that, you know, what it happens to other people. Like that, it can happen to me soon. Like that, it can happen to me soon. Mm. it's very quick, you know, it's very, now it's very quick, now it's about my turn, you know, in the family, now it's about my turn, the death, my turn. One day, then one day suddenly, oh, now I'm dying, suddenly, you know, this thought comes. You know, when death happens, maybe heart attack, something, or something suddenly happens. Oh, now I'm dying. Then that time, very mind is very tired, exhausted, very upset, extremely upset. And then families are all crying. In the one's own family, all crying. And kept busy, suddenly keep busy, calling doctors and what is this, what is that, what is that, and screaming. Oh, eyes full of tears. What then? Like this happens to other people, like we see now happening to other people, what this can happen to our own self? Then, thinking of, you know yourself is dying, one knows, you know, I'm dying, now I'm dying, really I'm dying, my life's gone. Then, the breath, you know, the breath, you know, breath is very strong, very, you know, double, breathing out so strong, breathing in is very weak. So, you know, like this, in such state like this. No methods at all, finished completely. And mind is extremely upset, in a full of fear, no method at all. Then remember all the past karmas, what I've committed, seeing very clearly. What then, having you know, fears of the future life, in suffering the lower realms, fears. And even the, during the death is being experienced, you know, during while one's at a time, seeing the fearful karmic visions, you know, all kinds of sound, you know, all kinds of voices, you know, you know, the karmically created protectors, you know, very fearful beings, yourself is surrounded by them and carrying all kinds of weapons, shouting like that, saying, you know, beat or kill or things like that, you know. Then mind is full of fear like this. You know, eyes open very big and legs, hands moving, you know. Face showing very fearful, very upset, very fearful face. Like that. Like the person who is brought in the in a prison, you know, to be punished, like that face. What about this? Then that time then the name, one's own name is called dead. The name is joined with the dead. Like Thupten Sopa, you know, normally it's not joined with the dead, but in this time, it got named dead. Then the body is taken at the cemetery. There's one is just named dead, and the body is taken at the cemetery. The consciousness, body is at the cemetery, in the box, in the ground, and all that, flowers around. Or the consciousness, consciousness is, you know, then facing to the, facing in the traveling to the lower realms. Then all the families are completely left at the cemetery, in the house, left, eyes full of tears. What? Not even one single method. All the material possessions that was collected, all the material possessions that were collected by oneself, you know, by feeling much negative karma, by cheating others, earning so much, so much, or taking that step, completely left. It's become possessions of others. Wasn't like that. Then that time, whether one has, whether one has finished making business or not, whether one has finished writing a book or not, whether one has finished building a house or not, whether one has finished, whether the, court, discussing at the court, case, spending much money, whether one has finished or not, then whether one has finished studying or not in the schools like that, whether one has finished traveling or not, whether one has finished in the, getting degree, getting job, however, whether one has finished not getting interest, getting interest or the interest, interest from bank or from people, by doing business, everything is completely ended up by impermanence and death. That time, whether it's finished or not. This death point is the most difficult point of this life. Most dangerous, most difficult point of this life. So therefore, this experience is definitely to happen to oneself. Definitely to be experienced one day by oneself. So therefore, as one has freedom now, then without cheating oneself, without cheating, oneself by oneself. Then, the thing, I must, practice Dharma as much as possible. But then, my preparation for the happiness of future life. But then, at least, even one can't escape from the dead. Even one can't do that, by having achieved the higher path, by completing the path, escaping from the dead. The escaping from the circle of death and rebirth, but at least, to the, even one can't feel, highly realized beings, at the dead time, mind being extremely happy, like going for a beautiful park for picnic, like going back to a father's house, going back to home, going from home like that, it's extremely happy at that time. Even one can't do like that, and then at least to not have fear, to have comfortable mind, to have confidence. To have a comfortable mind at the death time, confidence, whether to not be born at the Lord Jesus, whether like that, at least if one can't do that, then one must try to not have fear, to not have doubt, fear at the death time. Then this at least, what I must do. What I make, it's very important to make decision like this in one's heart now, and then make preparation for that. More than like this. So the whole conclusion is Dharma is the only thing that which is useful, at that time, all the time. And so one should make decision, to practice Dharma all the time. However, even one can't stop in the worldly actions right away like this. But more Dharma, less worldly action, if one can try, then like this, this is what we should try. Actions to become more Dharma, then world action like that. I think stop here. Then I think that's very good that I think you people have organized this center, and then each weekend come to maintain like this. Extremely good. Then I'm sure Geshe-san, he might come to give teachings, and the Sanghas coming. I think very good, to mentor on different Lamdum subject. Different language subject and different time, and that's very good to remember for the memory of the oldest, to remember again the meditation things, to not forget. Then I think it's probably here. Then we'll dedicate the merit. Ингэж хэлж мэдэхгүй. Мэдээ бодож байгаа бол not generated minds but my mind other sentient beings be generated well, what is generated in the mind of other sentient beings you know, to be increased other. Then I achieve Buddhist meditation enlightenment and delete every single sentient beings you know, and you are the integration of the enlightened states as quick as possible.
장조세면조세연보이지마제바나마제조리제제바냠바메바야코네혼두에와주여완디에이뇨인도인나라마 Yeah.